T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. This is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. We've got Peyton with us.
Hello, hello.
And I am Sybil. Howdy doody. Ew, why did I say that?
I don't know, howdy, but now doody. It's howdy doody time.
You're the Tolos. You're our favorite part of the show, and you can reach us at 877-881-1053. Or at 10 o'clock, you can call AutoFlex. The numbers there are...
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you are, in fact, out of the area, maybe listening on radio.com. As always, AutoFlex.com. So you can see our great Save Money Monday cars right there at AutoFlex.com/1053.
Yes, and you can also follow along with all the stories we talk about, get to the Facebook page, and hit that like button while you're there. So we are talking about 2021 cars because now some of them are on the lot. Not everything's available just yet, but people are loving the crossover SUVs. So let's go over which ones are best and worst.
Okay, so ranked worst to best, and there's reasons behind every one of these rankings. If you looked at, there's 16 that I have.
These are compact crossover SUVs?
Compact crossovers.
The little bitty ones.
Well, some people think they're too small for their needs, but they haven't tried them out yet. That's the first thing. The other thing is, if you can't afford a big one, if you can't afford $50,000 or $60,000, these generally start in the $20,000 area and end up around $40,000.
And in my opinion, they really are just a different version of a sedan as far as space goes. So if you're currently driving something like a Fusion or a Camry or an Accord, these actually do have similar space.
They do have,
in fact, you just can access the trunk easier.
Exactly. And sometimes they have even more space because you've got the entire area between the floor and the ceiling in the back area. So number 16... or the lowest ranked, worst ranked...
yeah, these are worst to best.
...compact crossover SUV is the Mitsubishi Outlander. And one of the reasons is because it has a third row, but it's a very small third row.
It's a third row for just a torso and a head.
So if you have legs, it's a problem.
It's just for kids.
If you're more than 4 years old, it's a problem.
If you're over 4.
Hyundai Nexo, again, some shortcomings with the vehicle. It's not quite as powerful as it might be. It's had some service issues, Hyundai Nexo. The next vehicle sort of surprised me, but I guess from a utilitarian standpoint, it belongs on the list, the Jeep Compass. And it's pretty small inside and out.
Right.
Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, that's going to be the next one on the list. And it is there because of service area problems. Jeep Cherokee, pretty good vehicle, actually, and we do a good business in them, just not as highly ranked as some others. GMC Terrain actually is a good vehicle, and I like that vehicle a lot.
Well, they're Chevrolet, just, everybody has to be in a spot.
Right.
Everybody can't be number one, two, or three. There's only a silver, a bronze, and a gold.
That's
right. And Car and Driver did their research on these, and this is how they have them ranked.
Right.
So this isn't me personally. This is Car and Driver that ranks them that way.
So the Terrain and the Equinox are right there together.
Yes. Amazing. Hmm.
They are pretty much the same.
They're pretty much the same car. 9, the Ford Escape. I really sort of argue with this because I think that's a really good compact SUV.
I think it's because after you've had a couple of margaritas and you're trying to wave your foot under that trunk thing, people have fallen over.
What's the trunk thing?
Well, you know, the where you could open the back hatch just by swishing your foot under it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I remember from the beginning thinking, my balance is so poor anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if my hands are loaded and I'm trying to do it on one foot, who's falling down in the parking lot? Who's going to be a TikTok video in no time at all? Me.
Going viral.
That's why I think it's not up there in the 1, 2, or 3 spot, because I think people fall down.
Okay, so moving down the list, the number 8 vehicle, Kia Sportage. Number 7 vehicle, Hyundai Tucson. Number 6 vehicle, Subaru Forester.
Hmm.
And you would think the Subaru would rank higher than that, and there's a tremendous loyalty to Subaru.
The Golden Retrievers, they can't send in their responses.
That's right.
If they could, they would.
It would be up further. It's because they don't have thumbs that they can't.
Yeah.
The top 5. Number 5, the Nissan Rogue. It's actually all new this year, and it's a really, really nice vehicle. Number 4, slightly above the Rogue, which we'll talk about later in the show, Toyota RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
3, Honda CR-V. And that's really, I think between the RAV4 and the CR-V, they're pretty well a toss-up. The one outlier here that it just got me, the Volkswagen Tiguan. Yeah. And I'm just not familiar enough with the car to know it's that good a car. And the number 1 vehicle for compact crossover SUV, and this is a surprise to anyone that hasn't seen them, Mazda CX-5. And they are a great, great little vehicle.
I've always been a fan of a Mazda, at least a lot of them, especially the Mazda 6 there for a while. It was really a great competitor with the Camry and the Accord for a while. And then they came out with their SUVs, and nobody wanted the 6. They all wanted the CXs. And the CX-5, I remember when they did that one, it's a perfect size for a compact.
Right.
Because I don't really look at the RAV4 as compact anymore.
Oh, I
do. Or the CR-V.
Yeah.
As compact, I look at it as small crossover, but to me, I don't look at it as compact. Just me. You know, I have opinions, obviously. Right.
Oh, we know.
Especially one about the Ford Escape.
Uh-oh.
It's not for drunk people.
with the foot activation of the tailgate.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've seen the DUI videos, right? Where people like stand on one foot and tell you, like, okay, that's a drunk. If trying to wave your thing under there, you're showing people whether or not you've had cocktails.
Field sobriety test there.
Yes, it's an automatic. That's what it's called. See, I knew somebody like you.
A lot of the things you read, and it's according to where you read it and who wrote it and that kind of thing, but a lot of the things you read are actually car commercials made to seem like news.
Right.
So this last week, I found a story from Houston Channel 13, which basically it says tips on whether you should lease or buy your next car.
Sounded a little bit like talking to somebody at Autoflex.
Well, so lease
or
buy.
You drive?
Mm-hmm. Which one is right for you? And then it goes through all of the questions you should ask yourself before you decide whether to lease or buy. Do you love that new car smell? What do you want? Do you like to customize your car? Maybe put custom wheels, different bumpers, ground effects, lights under the car.
Maybe some spray painted, what do they call that again? Airbrush paint, like we talked about last
week. Animals on the
side,
yeah. What stage of your life are you actually in? Mm-hmm. Are you a college student who wants reliable car but no long-term commitment? Are you a parent looking for a safe car for your family? What is your commute like? What is your commute like? And that's the first thing I noticed. It said the average lease is 10,000 miles a year. Not in this world.
No. Sorry.
And
did
then
that hurt
it goes
ear?
On to tell you how much a Volkswagen will fit your needs if you want a vehicle it's a commercial.
It really was. It was funny. And 10,000 miles a year probably is their standard lease, but that's not what... Well, nowadays, it might work really well.
Right, for 2020 only.
For 2020 only, yeah. And, well, I mean, based on lots of different things happening the next year, but people may not start going back out to work if they can work from home, because, gosh, that seems to work out pretty well. Mm-hmm. Then you don't need that many miles if you're not doing that crazy commute from Frisco to downtown.
And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, because it's a big factor in where people are in their cars right now. But I guess the warning is, if you're reading a story, make sure that it's a valid car story and not a suggestion by somebody that's an expert to buy their car.
If you aren't sure, you could always reach out to us on Facebook or send us a text today.
Mm-hmm.
Ask David. He'll tell you.
Well,
the truth.
Yes.
He'll break it on down.
It just sort of amazes me that they still do this kind of thing.
Oh, please. Clickbait's all over the internet. That makes me crazy. I wanted to see this dress she was wearing, but now I don't know what rabbit hole I'm down.
Right. Okay, how they so get you.
One of the new things coming out from the manufacturers are subscription services. And we're not talking about subscription services to drive
the
a different car.
They've already done that.
We're talking about subscription services for
use
the
your features.
For the features that you want on your car.
Some features you've already actually paid for the feature, but not the use? Or
so,
what?
Reminds me of Cadillac right now. Mm-hmm. Cadillac has a 3-year program on your Super Cruise. So you can get 3 years of Super Cruise. When you buy your car, you can get 3 years for $2,500. Let me say that again really fast. You get 3 years for $2,500. Okay, so think about that. That means that in 3 years, they're going to send you a bill for a monthly subscription to keep that feature on your car.
It's like when you have an Apple TV or a Roku or one of those devices, you still have to pay for the subscription to Netflix or Hulu or Hulu is what I like to call
it. Okay, we're going to pronounce things all cattywampus today.
Lady Gaga.
Hulu.
Commute.
Okay, so
David.
BMW was the first company to try this. And they decided that they would charge an $80 annual fee to have Apple CarPlay in some of their models. And that means that you paid $300 to equip the car with Apple CarPlay when you bought it. And then they're going to charge you an additional $80 yearly fee for usage.
Yearly?
That's
not so bad.
It's still
it's
more
still
money.
Still extra. I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you've already paid for it.
Is that the
well,
old nickel and diming?
Didn't work.
What? It didn't?
Didn't work.
Well,
no.
Because a less expensive car manufacturer puts it in there for free, right?
Right, and that is the problem. If you looked at some of the things that manufacturers are suggesting they charge for, you can get a Toyota Corolla and they're free.
So even ballers driving BMWs still want the cheap deal for the Apple CarPlay. They're like, I may have money, but that's why.
Exactly.
I can let you take more.
And I already paid for the BMW label.
Yeah. I'm already a crazy driver.
So we've seen the subscription service to different vehicles come and go.
Yes.
We have seen that. And it didn't work well.
Well, how many people paid for satellite? I went with my first 3 months or 6 months free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was like, see ya.
Right.
So do people still pay for that?
Mm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I know.
At least not in droves.
Text and tell us. What's our text number again, Dave?
877-881-1053. That was my best Dave impression.
Thank you very much.
So, if you're interested in paying ad infinitum for an item on your car,
does that
an
mean
option,
forever?
Forever. look for the new subscription services. By the way, BMW now wants to make heated seats a subscription service.
No.
I promise you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if I could just pay on the days I wanted it, like if it was in there, but you just charged me per butt warming hour.
It would take a lot to
That's
get somebody
nuts.
To pay for heat seaters today.
Yes.
It's going to be like 80 degrees outside.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I love this winter.
Me too.
Okay. So
yeah, I got a neighbor growing tomatoes outside right now.
Hmm. Nissan is doing their very best to push their new 2021 Rogue. It's all new for 2021. They see that as the savior of Nissan. They see it as the best car they've got. And they are going to rent and send to some selected dealers Toyota RAV4s so that someone that comes in to drive a Rogue can also drive a RAV4. What is your opinion?
What, you couldn't tell from me shaking my head? I think that's foolish to have your competition right there.
Okay, and here's the other thing.
Personally.
At Autoflex, we've been doing this for 30 years.
Yes, but we're not married to one like Nissan is. I wouldn't bring in the competition. I guess the salespeople are always going to tell their managers, well, they want to go drive a Toyota.
So here's the deal.
You can drive it here.
Here's the deal. The RAV4 is a little larger than the Rogue. It's got more cargo space than the Rogue. It's got a little bigger engine than the Rogue. So it's sort of hard for me to understand why you would take a competitor's vehicle and put a customer that drove to your place in that vehicle, unless you're Autoflex. If you're Autoflex, again, we do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We'll line up three side by side. You can drive them. You can bring the kennels to see if they fit. All you can bring your spouse mm-hmm. to see if they fit. You can figure out whether it's a good car for you or not by driving two or three side by side. But
we're not selling them. We're leasing them.
Well, that
we sell them pre-owned, though.
If I'm Nissan, I probably don't want a Toyota RAV4 sitting beside my Rogue.
Somebody sold them on this. This is a huge investment for corporate to invest in that many vehicles, to rent them
True.
And send them out to these
And the other thing
dealers,
is, how do you get them? Because Toyota's not going to sell Nissan any vehicles, but they can rent them.
Right.
And so that's what they're doing, is
they
renting the vehicles.
I know, but still. And they're only rented for a month, from December 11th to January 11th.
Still.
And again, I don't know how many people are going to be going out for test drives these days. I
mean, that is true.
End of the year car sales, you know. You never know.
Okay, you let us know.
Yes. Text in 877-881-1053. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Leasing.
Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, reaching us at 877-881-1053 with your comments and questions. Or you can call Autoflex. They're going to be open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers there are...
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234 in the if you're out of the area. And as always, autoflex.com/1053, so you can see our great Save Money Monday cars right there. I want to give a shout out while I have a moment here. Mark Osterman got at least a 21 Chevrolet Silverado pickup from Daniel Long this last week. Mark, we appreciate you being a Tolo, and we appreciate you calling Daniel and getting your car from Autoflex.
Thanks, Mark.
On the Save Money Monday cars, it's really amazing how little money some of these cars are. How about a 2020 Nissan Murano all-wheel drive, a wagon, it's an SVP model, a 24-month lease for $367 a month.
What?
That's crazy.
And it's all-wheel drive.
Yep. Yep. How about a 2019 Dodge truck? How about a Journey? 2019 Dodge Journey, all-wheel drive, $375 a month for 24 months.
I like those deals for 2 years.
Well, the Journey's a three-row car, so it gives you all kinds of versatility that you don't get with something else. If you wanted maybe a brand new... a brand new 2021. Oh, this is why Daniel Long leased him his car. 2021 Chevrolet Silverado half ton, two wheel drive crew cab, $449 a month for 48 months.
Sweet,
that's crazy.
Wow. That is that new or a pre owned?
That's no,
that's
brand new.
Monday. Oh,
that's brand new.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's a heck of a deal. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Lots of fan text in here. Good morning, Samuel in Arlington. Good to see you. Good morning. First time I've been able to catch the show in months. Love the show. Love y'all. We appreciate it.
And we love you back.
Love you right back. And good luck on the grill off. Where would that be? Do you need any, you know,
taste
testers?
Oh, that's Faye Jesus. Faye Jesus is on his way to a grill off, and we're supposed to wish him luck. I hope he doesn't need any.
Well, you don't need luck if I come and vote for you. So, like, where are we eating?
Good luck.
Autoflex Nation fan text. Hey, Dave, my son's car has a certain smell that's awful. Do you have any tips on how I can get it out? I've tried all kinds of sprays, but it always comes back. Help! Okay. They make something called an ozone generator, and you can put it inside your car, and it will literally burn up all of the smells in the air. It'll get into the upholstery. It'll get into the carpeting. I would suggest an ozone generator because...
But are those expensive?
Well, you can go to a shop, and they will do that for you, and they'll charge you for it, but you don't have to buy one. No, they're very expensive. But they work. So rather than mask the smell, get an ozone generator, get someone that has one, and check your car in, and let them get the smell out. By the way, that was Failure Jesus on his way to a grill-off, whatever that means.
Yeah, like a cook-off.
I guess.
Grilling competition.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I wonder why the Buick Encore didn't make the list. I got one for my wife, and it's a great car. Good idea. It's a good car.
Oh, the list of the best
compact. Yeah, the best compact SUVs.
Yes.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, I heard a Ford commercial on the radio, and the voiceover guy sounded just like Bryan Cranston. I thought he'd be more of a Pontiac or Holiday Rambler kind of guy. Ah, very funny. All right.
It's perfect.
Yep. So, electric vehicles are in the news. And I started looking up which countries had the most electric vehicles. Because everything, I try to find stories for the show every week, and the internet is inundated with all of the new electric vehicle stuff. Now, the reality is they're a very small part of our buying of vehicles. They do not represent very much of the market in the United States. But if you look for the countries around the world that had the most electric vehicles, I was a little surprised. Number one, the country with the most vehicles, period, was China. And there are more electric vehicles in China than there are in any other country. But they've also got the largest population. So then I started looking for, okay, so how many electric vehicles per person do they have? And China's certainly way down the list on that. But let me tell you who's number one. Norway. Norway has 55 electric vehicles for every 1,000 people that exist. And that's crazy. But I started looking a little deeper and I found out why. They lower the tax and they lower the value-added tax if you have an electric vehicle in Norway. You get to drive in certain lanes that other people don't get to drive in.
You don't pay tolls.
You don't pay tolls. Exactly. You get a discount when you ride the ferry. And evidently, there's a lot of people that ride the ferries over there. It's, it's a water-covered country. A lot of inlets and things. So, it is not a surprise that they have more vehicles per person than anyone else in the world.
I still think we should call it Norwegia. How can you be Norwegian and from a place called Norway? It should be Norwegia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my platform, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay,
right,
good.
Well, you know, I'll vote for it because it's you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed was that the Europeans tend to be adopting the electric vehicles a lot faster than we do, and partially because they have a lot of laws that make it very advantageous to drive an electric vehicle.
And their fuel cost, gasoline has been high over there forever.
Yes, because they tax the heck out of it.
Right.
Because, and a lot of the countries don't produce oil on their own like we do. We
most
produce a lot of oil.
Like the country of Texas.
Most of them have to buy their fuel. Until you get down to one vehicle, and if you look at Tesla, it is the number one electric car in the United States. There are more Tesla Model 3s than there are any other electric vehicles.
By the way, did you see Elon Musk took 4 COVID tests in one day? 2 were positive and 2 were negative.
Well, when you hear all of this, I'm glad he did it. I'm glad he had the money and the fortitude to get that thing stuck way back in his nose throat. Like, it's nose throat when it goes back up in there from that far. So, yeah.
I think it's because he's part alien, you know, like, it, so he didn't get the right results, but he's, he needs to take another one.
Okay.
Have a tiebreaker.
Best 4 out of 5. Best 5 out of 10.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. This goes back to the last segment. My brother-in-law is the only person I know that pays for satellite radio, but he's not real smart. I said not real smart, rather than use the term that Failure Jesus used.
Because we don't know Failure Jesus' brother-in-law.
No,
so
we don't.
It'd be rude to
If he listens, we're fixing to. One of the electric cars, by the way, that has been very, very successful for the manufacturer, and we lease them at Autoflex, is the Porsche Taycan.
Yeah.
And it is one of the reasons that Porsche says that they have had more of a V-shaped recovery than a lot of other manufacturers, because their business went way down at the beginning of the pandemic, and now it's way back up. And the sales of the Taycan is one of the reasons. So, and if you wanted to lease one, or if you wanted to lease an electric car, by the way, if you want to lease an electric car, other than the dealer, where do you go to shop?
Online?
Well, Autoflex leases them.
Yes.
But I don't know. anyone else that does.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
So
aside
it
from
gives
Autoflex.
You a point of comparison, because that way you can tell if you're getting a good deal or not, because you have a company that leases electric vehicles. Not many companies do. In fact, Autoflex is the only one I know of in the area that does.
I was surprised how popular the BMW i8 was compared to the Tesla, because it didn't seem as versatile of a vehicle. It's not for a family. It's also got, I don't know, there's like, I feel like you need a mini trampoline to jump into it, because there's a really wide, I'm sure this has to do with batteries, a wide space between the outside of the door and mm-hmm. getting into the seat.
Yeah.
You know how you always have the little kick panel where we always scrape our feet across that?
Yes.
Theirs is like, I don't know, 24 inches wide. It seems very wide.
You need like a pole vault to get in there.
Yeah, my first friend that got one is not a tall person. Like, it looked difficult for me to get into. And then this fellow is, you know, got about a foot and a half shorter than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Sean, how are you going to get that thing? He has to kind of shimmy in.
Right.
But anyway, didn't seem very versatile, but it's a beautiful car.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right. So TI, the company that builds calculators.
Texas Instruments.
Has a new system that they claim will boost electric car range and downsize the onboard charger on the electric cars. And if you like science, it is called a gallium nitride or nitride field effect transistor. And they have developed this to help people in the electric automobile industry lighten the vehicles up and make them have greater range and charge quicker. So we'll see what comes of that. They are going to make that available to manufacturers all over the world to start to available to buy. For manufacturers all over the world to help them build more efficient cars.
So they're doing this at this TI right up here on Central?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. TI in Dallas.
Right there in Richardson. Oh, is that Dallas officially?
Well, okay. It's Richardson maybe? I don't know. I think it's Dallas.
Dallardson.
Dallardson.
I think.
Finally, I was on a conference call about 2 weeks ago with people from all over the world, and the conference call was on something called green hydrogen. Green hydrogen is hydrogen generated by solar power or by wind power as it stands right now. And what they do is they use solar power or electric power to break hydrogen and oxygen up in water. So you start with water, you use it to fuel cell vehicles, and the only output from the tailpipe is water vapor, which makes it the cleanest fuel in the world. And up until now, it's been pretty expensive to build these cars, but now they are figuring out ways to build hydrogen fuel cells engines much, much less expensively. So it'll be interesting. The first use that you're going to see of it is going to be in commercial use because truckers and freight carriers, shippers, love hydrogen and do not like batteries because of the weight and the size of the battery. So for their zero emission vehicles, they're going to look toward green hydrogen. Most of it is being produced in Australia right now, where they have vast arrays of solar panels. And in Chile, several countries have really, really worked on green hydrogen and its production for use as fuel. Be aware, by the way, Toyota is betting on hydrogen fuel cell vehicles big time. They're building battery vehicles right now, but they see everything eventually as going to hydrogen fuel cells. We're going to see them in the next 10 years. You're going to see them widespread.
Hmm. Wow. 10 years away. I mean, I feel like we say that, though, about electric cars.
But look what has happened, though.
Self-driving cars.
In 10 years, look, though, what has happened with electric cars. And
we've come a long way.
In a rapid amount of time, I think.
Flying cars.
I still want to see that happen.
Well, there are flying cars. Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll find flying cars there.
Right.
Also, you will find BMW's wingsuit with electric motors. It's a flying suit that they skydive in, except they've added electric motors to it, and it's a really cool video.
Now you can actually gain height.
It climbs.
Yeah.
Rather than just fall all the time, which is what you do when you jump out of an airplane,
right?
It actually climbs. It goes
like
fast
a bird.
Enough that it goes up. It's an amazing video.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, you can see that at Autoflex's Facebook page. BMW has backed the development of the engines on the suit. It has two engines under the flyer's chest, and the video is pretty darned amazing.
What powers the engine again?
Electricity.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yep.
If your battery dies. All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton. I am Sybil. You, the Tolos. You can reach us 877-881-1053. Or in 20 minutes, you can call AutoFlex. They're going to open the doors for the day, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you are, in fact, out of the area, maybe listening on radio.com. You can also go to autoflex.com/1053 and see our great Save Money Monday specials there, and I'm going to mention a couple of them here. How about a 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe FE two-wheel drive? For only, oh, that's an SE model, only $299 a month. A 2021 brand new 2021 Silverado half-ton two-wheel drive crew cab LT with LT1 for only $479 for 48 months. Now, if you've been out in the area shopping, you know how inexpensive those vehicles are. You can save a ton of money with them. I'd like to give a shout out to Linda Sanchez, who got a Toyota Corolla from Gabriela Bermudez this last week. Linda Sanchez. Linda, we appreciate you choosing AutoFlex and listening to the show. And Gabriela, good job.
Thanks, ladies.
Enjoy it.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog is out. And they've offered cars in the past. They've had a new Thunderbird. They've had a Rolls Royce.
They've had some crazy stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. This year, it's something to pull with a car because everyone's into trailering right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to national parks, that kind of thing.
RVs are the deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this year, they are offering the Bolus Road Chief Bespoke Endless Highways Travel Trailer.
That's a mouthful.
It is, and if you want to see pictures of it, you can go to AutoFlex's Facebook page. We have pictures right there, and it is amazing looking.
It's cool looking, actually, I think.
Yeah, it looks like a chrome Airstream to
it
me.
It does, yeah. And that's polished aluminum, actually.
Oh, okay.
The original Bolus Road Chief was founded in 1934 by the guy that designed the Spirit of St. Louis, Holly Bolus, by golly. And
I can see airplane in that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 25-foot, 9-inch trailer. It weighs 3,200 pounds. It can carry 19 gallons of fresh water, 21 gallons of gray water.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah, that's the bathroom water.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what is that for?
It sleeps four. It's not exactly a depression area transport, though. They start at 190, and if you get one that's really nice, like they equip it for Neiman's, $255,000, of which $10,000 will go to the Boys and Girls Club of America. So,
which is a very good.
It is a fabulous charity. So
help those kids after school programs.
You want to help out the kids and get something that nobody else on the block has? How about a trailer from Neiman Marcus?
And just live in it. Yeah.
You could live in it.
I mean, basically, that's a house.
But you do need your own ride. There's no engine in this one, so you're going
to pull it
with something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep your car, sell your house, get this Bolus Road Chief Bespoke Endless Highways Travel Trailer with the longest name ever.
So, there is a text, and I'm going to shorten it a great deal. Basically, someone's dad went out a few months back and bought a 2020 Mirage that he was not happy with. And so he took it back and he bought another car.
Upgraded version of the Mirage.
Upgraded version. And he's not happy with that. But the main thing is he didn't trade in the first car on the second car.
I thought he
did. Because he was upside down. Oh. And so he could have gotten the tax credit, but he didn't. And so here's the deal. Once the vehicle is registered, you cannot decrease the sales tax on it with a trade. And if you used it as a trade and did not get a tax credit,
you did use it as a trade.
I don't know that you can go to the state and stop the taxes, you would have to call the dealer back and see if he can stop the taxes and get you the tax credit on the trade. It's a sticky situation. Taxing right now on vehicles is a sticky situation, period. There are mostly the tax offices are closed except to individuals by appointment. So it's sort of, they're closed to dealers other than the business that we do that is online. So it's a difficult situation with taxing right now. Call the dealer, tell them what your problem is, see if it'll do any good.
There you go.
He didn't trade the vehicle, by the way. A month ago, he tried to take it back, and they told him they couldn't take it back. It was too long. So, we got a message from Puerto Vallarta. Go, Tammy. Stay in Vallarta and eat and drink at St. Julian's.
Well, they were talking about another country, but Puerto Vallarta would be great.
Yes.
All right. There is a local TikTok star. Let's try it again. There's a local TikTok star that has become quite famous by walking up to people driving supercars and saying, "How did you make your money?
I love this bit.
What do you do for a living?"
It's crazy. So
everybody wants to know what somebody does for a living when they're driving a $500,000 or $1 million car,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, don't you?
Yes.
So a little bit.
He's walked up to people driving R8s. He's walked up to people driving Bugatti Chirons, Ferrari 488 Pistas, McLaren 600 LTs, Porsche 911 GT3s, all of these supercars. And he's, how do you make your living?
He gets a lot of wild answers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people tell him they're drug dealers or they're bank robbers, and they joke, of course. But the majority of people say that their wealth comes from real estate, although there are some software developers, doctors, surgeons, investment brokers, sales. People got their money in sales. He has gone from 10 followers on TikTok to 2.2 million followers on TikTok, mm-hmm. walking up to strangers and saying, "What do you do for a living?"
I love it.
To drive a car like this.
Yeah, I've seen retired on there. I've seen, because I follow this guy. I've also seen somebody say inheritance. I've also seen a lady who said, "What? I'm married."
Yeah.
That was her answer for driving a fancy car.
I'm married.
Man, to have that life. Think about that.
Okay, so everyone is familiar with the automotive radio. Every car has got one. You turn it to your favorite channel. You put it on the satellite radio. How did the radio start?
No satellite. They're not doing satellite anymore, apparently, our listeners, but
who knows? You go to radio.com, baby.
There you go. Anyway, but to listen to it.
In 2029, two guys named William Lear and Elmer Wavering took their girlfriends up to a lookout point above the Mississippi in Quincy, Illinois, to watch the sunset. And one of the ladies said, "Wouldn't it be great if we had a radio in this car?" It was 1929. There was no radios in cars. Lear and Wavering liked the idea. Both men had tinkered with radio. In fact, Lear was a radio operator during World War I. It wasn't long before they took apart a home radio to try to figure out if they could make it work in a car. It wasn't easy. Automobiles have ignition switches, generators, spark plugs, all kinds of electrical equipment that generates noisy static interference, so it was nearly impossible to listen to a radio while the engine was running. One by one, Lear and Wavering identified and eliminated each source of electrical interference, and they finally got the radio to work, so they took it to a radio convention in Chicago. There, they met Paul Galvin, owner of Galvin Manufacturing Corporation. He made a product called the Battery Eliminator, a device that allowed powered radios to run on AC current, and it made a radio work in a car without all the static. When he met Lear and Wavering at the radio convention, he said, "You know what? I think we can make a living with this. This is something, if we could put radios in cars affordably, it would be great." So Lear and Wavering set up shop in Galvin's factory. And when they had perfected their first radio, they installed it in his Studebaker, and it worked like a charm. Galvin went to a local banker to apply for a loan to expand the business. Thinking it might sweeten the deal, he installed a radio in the banker's Packard, parked right in front of the bank.
Yeah, Let me show you how it works.
Unfortunately, half an hour later, the Packard caught on fire.
Oh.
And they did not get the loan. Galvin didn't give up. He took his Studebaker nearly 800 miles to Atlantic City to show off the radio at the 1930 Radio Manufacturers Association convention. He couldn't afford a booth, so he parked his car on the curb, cranked the radio up so that everybody that walked into the conference could hear the radio playing in the car, and it worked. He got enough orders to put the radio into production. So the first radio production was called 5T71. Galvin decided he needed to come up with a better name than that.
Yeah.
So there was the Radiola, the Columbiola, the Victrola. And Galvin thought, it's going in a motor vehicle. Let's call it the Motorola.
Hey!
And then the radio name was started. So it still had problems, though, because rather than a great name, which Motorola is, it still cost about a fifth the cost of a new car to install a radio in it, which means that you could buy a new car for $650. It cost $110 to install a radio with the parts and the labor and stuff.
What's that in today money?
A lot. So here's the deal. It took several days to put a car radio in. They had to cut a hole in the dash. Several days. They had to cut a hole in the headliner because they had put the antenna up there between the headliner and the roof. They had to do all the wiring. They had to cut holes in the floorboard so they could run the wires to the battery and to the alternator in the car. So it was too expensive, and nobody would want to buy it being that expensive. He continued to work on it until he'd managed to get the cost down, and in 1933, Ford began installing Motorola radios in cars at the factory. They got another boost when they made a deal with B.F. Goodrich to install cars in their chain of tire stores. And the cost of the radio had dropped now to $55 installed. So it was absolutely off and running. By the way, they changed the name of the company from Galvin Manufacturing to Motorola in 1947. So Galvin continued to develop new ideas for radios. In 36, the same year that it introduced push-button tuning, it also introduced the Motorola Police Cruiser, a standard radio that was preset to a certain single frequency that would pick up all the police broadcasts. In 1940, he developed the first handheld radio called the Handy Talkie, later called the Walkie Talkie. He developed that for the Army. And a lot of the stuff we take for granted today, mm-hmm, were born in Motorola labs in the years following World War II. In 47, they came up with the first television that sold for under $200. In 56, they invented the first pager. In 1969, the radio and television equipment that was used to televise Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon was developed by Motorola. And in 1973, it invented the first handheld cellular phone, which we all still use today. It is one of the largest phone manufacturers in the world, and it all started with the car radio. Now,
how about that?
What happened with Waverling and Lear? Well, Waverling helped change the automotive experience again when he developed the first automotive alternator, which replaced the generator, which was inefficient. And it led to such luxuries as power windows, power seats, and eventually air conditioning. Lear is known for holding 150 patents. Remember the 8-track tape player? He invented that. But what he's really famous for are the contributions to the field in aviation. He invented radio direction finders for planes. He added the invention of the autopilot. He designed the first fully automatic aircraft landing system. And in 1963, he invented his most famous invention of all, the Learjet, the world's first mass-produced, affordable business jet. Not bad for a guy who dropped out of school in the 8th grade. The lesson of this story, never give up, and nothing pays like perseverance.
Ah, that gave me chills. I love it.
Love it.
Good history lesson. And that's how your car radio started.
So next time you turn on your radio, think about the history.
Yeah.
By golly.
Yeah.
And think about Autoflex, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised to learn that pagers were around in 1969. I mean, telephones were barely around.
No, they've been around a long time.
Not true, Seb. I'm sorry, little baby Sybil over here.
I wasn't around, so I'm not sure when they were. But
my great-grandmother had a phone that hung on the wall,
and
it had an earpiece that you held up to your ear.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you wanted the operator, you turned the crank on the
side
James, of it.
But James Bond and Cannon, they all had car phones back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but they also had sneaker phones and Get Smart, and that's not a real thing.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, that's about $2,200 in today's money, by the way.
Oh, the $150?
Yeah, the $110 that
it costs
to buy a radio.
That might be about the price of what you were talking about earlier that was $2,500 to add, and then you had a subscription service on top of that. When did the first 8-track tape player?
That was in the 60s.
Along? No, be put in the car.
Oh.
I wonder.
That was in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
There was 4 tracks and then there were 8 tracks.
Yeah. I just didn't know how fast they put that 8-track in the car, but probably right away.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one in my car. That's how I was cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about out of time. So if we didn't have a chance to get to your Autoflex Leasing fan text, you can call Autoflex. They're going to be open in less than 5 minutes. Any local area code, then 234-1234. Or go online to autoflex.com. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about right there on the Facebook page. Fan Jam is coming up next. Thank you to Peyton. Thank you to all the Tolos for participating. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.